everyone, and welcome to the Entrepreneur Success Formula podcast, where we'll be getting down to earth with real entrepreneurs who work hard and know that success is more than a mindset, because it takes blood, guts, and a bucket full of luck to survive and thrive in the world of business today. My name is Damien Mark Smith, and I am the author of the Entrepreneur Success Formula, How Thriving Business Owners Actually Do It, and I'm the host for today's show. And I'm going to be asking 10 quickfire questions to today's entrepreneurial guest, who is Alison Roberts. Welcome, Alison, who is an award-winning international learning and development partner, trainer, coach, consultant, and mentoring expert with over 30 years of experience. And Alison is launching Universal Journey, which has courses, one-to-ones, team building for mission-driven leaders, entrepreneurs, and experts who want to increase performance, clarity, creativity, results, and well-being by, crucially, and this is where we're going to have some fun today, trusting and acting on your intuition. Yes. So we're going to be digging down into that. Your gut feelings, which are going to help you stay on track with your deepest purpose. So, Alison, welcome to the show.
Damien, thank you so much for having me. Really, really appreciate it. And it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Why, absolute pleasure to have you on the show. So let's get down to earth, let's get real. So we're going to be talking about two businesses here, because basically this is the this is a second coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So when did you start your first business, and then why did you start your second business?
Okay, so the way that I started was actually a complete accident. I was temporarily out of work, and we're going back well over 35 years now. And my mum happened to notice that there was a psychic fair going on in Harrow. So she said to me, why don't you go along and get some guidance? And I was like, there is no way, absolutely no way. They are not going to be able to help me with my career. So, cut a long story short, I'd actually been using the tarot cards for a while as a means of kind of just visual, personal and professional development. So, couldn't find anyone that I liked the look of, Damien, and I went and sat down next to the guy who was running it. Anyway, he said to me, look, we're a person short tomorrow. Can you be in South Woodford at 5 o'clock with your tarot cards and we'll get you started? So I just thought, well, I've got absolutely nothing to lose. It's a new challenge. Potentially it could go either way. And actually I was able to connect at a really deep level, just using the same methods that I'd used on myself with six people that evening. And that was what kickstarted it.
That's incredible. Now, honestly, I love this, because, you know, we do these podcasts. I mean, I've done, you know, nearly 21 episodes now of this particular podcast, and I've done like 50 of my last one. And I learn something new every day. I hear a new story, and like, that is the first time I've ever heard like a psychic just went, right, go and start your business. That's brilliant. So how did you get your first customer?
So what I ended up doing is I actually ended up on the first iteration of this. I ended up servicing over 16,000 customers. My first one was that night at that psychic fair, and I ended up doing a lot of those. So I was seeing between 6 and 10 clients a day or in an evening for consultations. And then it built up by word of mouth. So I gradually started doing less and less exhibitions. I also started doing a lot of public speaking around that time. And I did a lot of my own PR, which really kind of kickstarted it. But I've never advertised.
Oh, interesting. Tell me a little bit about your PR. How did you do your own PR?
So I was looking really for ways to capture people's attention. So I had this headline, I can make you psychic in 4 hours, or you can become psychic in 4 hours. Lovely. And I ended up on BBC TV. I did Mystic Challenge. I was in some of the national papers. I had up to 4-page spreads in some of the national magazines, and met some amazing, amazing people doing it. And That really helped in terms of, at the time I was working both one-to-one and filling courses as well. So, yeah, and I mean, just to clarify, you can't just put those emails out to people. You have to be absolutely focused in your follow-up. And so I did. I was doing a lot of following up with people, getting on the phone, talking to them, and it was purely a numbers game.
I absolutely love that. And you know what? I'm running a workshop. I ran a workshop this Tuesday, and I'm doing the homework for next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And one of the bits of homework for people in the workshop was to come up with a hook headline, something that's going to get people to take action. And I'm now going to use you as an example. It's a bunch of entrepreneurs in America that I'm working with. So they're going to love that one. I can make you psychic in 4 hours. And this is what I'm brilliant. I love it. And you're going to get some free press purely from that. I think it's genius. So tell me a little bit about your second business, which is obviously the universal one, which we're talking about, Universal Journey, which we're going to be talking about today.
So that really is, so I paused that, and you know, I'm a single mum, and I paused it to bring up my son, and that was a very conscious decision. I also, at the same time, interestingly, because things were on a real high with that business, and I quickly realized that I couldn't keep up the same level of activity and focus whilst bringing up my son. So although I paused it, I also felt that it had really reached its final iteration, if you like. I knew I wasn't going to say goodbye to it forever, but I definitely felt like I'd reached the end of the road with it. So now I'm taking that body of work, which is essentially something that I started around the age of 16, and have developed ever since. And I'm taking that back now into the marketplace, backed up with really good ad spend for maximum visibility. And it's just going to be, I suppose, you know, in the interim 20 years, I've grown and changed as a person. And so the new body of work will reflect that.
Mm-hmm. So on the basis that you haven't actually got a customer yet, how are you going to get your first customer? I mean, you said advertising, which is perfect at the moment. So
yeah. There's going to be some ad spend. What I've done is I just made a very split second decision last Tuesday that actually you can really overthink this stuff. There's no right time. And so I just put out an ad, a post actually on Facebook and LinkedIn, which is part of the reason that, you know, that I'm here now talking to you. It trended on LinkedIn. It got nearly 2,000 views.
Wow.
And I'm still interviewing people to interview me. So my goal initially is just to get my body of work out visible in the marketplace, and to really draw on the experiences of people who are very open-minded but skeptical at the same time, and who are prepared to challenge me. Because in challenging me, I'm hoping that it's going to challenge other people's preconceptions about what this is. So that's where I'm going. I do have big plans, and I've been planning this actually for the last 20 years, whilst it was kind of put to one side. So on the basis that there's interest, I will resume teaching again, working one-to-one, and doing everything that you currently see on my website, but slightly different.
So there you go, everyone. There's a really perfect example of a funnel that worked, right? So Alison reached out and she said, like, who wants to interview me? And of course, we got the podcast and I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And we had a conversation and this is where we are now. And so this is a really good example of a funnel that works. You just got, good is good enough. Just get out there, have a conversation with people and get yourself out there. That's really, really crucial. So thank you so much for that, because that in itself was a nugget worth the podcast. So what has been the biggest mental challenge you've had to overcome as an entrepreneur in general?
So I think there are a couple actually, Damien. So I was thinking about this before I came on, and I think the first one was frustration, because when you get really good at something that you do, you feel like you're plugged into the mains and it's electrifying. And to have to put that to one side by choice for the length of time that I had, at times was extremely frustrating. And I know that that did bubble over into my personal life. I'm not proud of it. It's, you know, I managed to keep a lid on it, but I would say that it was almost inevitable given how attached I was to my business, and you know, what it provided for people. So it's really about having patience. And I know that people talk a lot about timing, but I've really understood that recently, that now is the perfect time. Yeah. And so it's being okay with that, that things might not move as quickly as we want. And so to really embody patience, not just have it as a mental construct whilst all the other stuff is going on in the background. And then the other thing is, what will people think? You know, I'm a psychic. So you know, I come from a very traditional background. As I mentioned to you, I've run 6 successful businesses before this. My dad was a scientist. And so this was something that initially for me was a challenge. I've always been interested in communication, especially nonverbal communication. And to me, this was the only route available to me that I could study the kind of skills that I wanted to, and then translate that back into, you know, the workplace. But yeah, what was interesting about that, so it was overcoming, I suppose, my own sense of, you know, people judging me. And, you know, some people did, honestly, and that's fine. They're entitled to their opinion. And now I'm absolutely fine with it. It's all about the impact that you're making, not what other people think.
Brilliant. And so the next question, I think you've really answered, because it's, if you had to start all over again from scratch, which you are doing, what's the first thing that you would have done differently? Which I don't know if, well, did you do it differently to the first time? I mean, you know, the fact that you've reached out there and you've asked people to interview you and you're doing advertising and it's working already, is that something that you learned from doing it first time around, or is that something you learned later on in the first businesses that you launched?
Actually, I've done that in all of my businesses. You know, it's all about getting out there, getting in front of people and talking to them. Nice. So I ran a cleaning business in America, and I spent the first 2 weeks leafleting houses, knocking on doors. And by the third week, I was fully booked for 1 week. And by the end of the month, I was fully booked for 2 weeks. So there's no excuse, you know, there's, if you're serious about your business, you have got to be prepared to get out there and talk to people and be visible.
I love it. And you know what? There's already so many nuggets, and we're only 3 questions in this one conversation. I absolutely love this. Now, here we go. So if you're in charge of UK business right now, boy, do we need someone to be in charge of UK business right now, Boris.
Yeah.
What legislation would you introduce specifically to help entrepreneurs, new business owners, obviously people working for themselves, I guess?
So from my point of view, I'd love to see more free support, especially at a local level. Mm. And what was really interesting is that as I was thinking about this, I started doing some research online and I noticed that SFEDI, which is S-F-E-D-I, are currently offering that. That's just come through in the last couple of days.
Nice. I'll put the link.
So has Entrepreneur Nation. Again, in the last couple of days, they've partnered up with Amazon and they're offering free support on a tiered level. Nice. But coming back to local support, I'm actually a mentor on a really interesting program called iCure, which is run by Innovate UK. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they give early stage researchers who have a STEM background up to 35K free money for 2 months to go out and validate their brilliant business idea. I would love to see that translate into other areas rather than just STEM. And then I think the other thing for entrepreneurs, and again at a local level, would be for councils to give people the option of attending free roundtables, stroke masterminds, mm-hmm. where you could collaborate, share best practice. As a startup and also as an interim business. So, you know, it's at that point where you kind of go into that second phase of your business and you're really interested and fascinated in getting as much creative input as you can to add value to different areas of your business. So to be able to sit around a table with like-minded people, I think is priceless.
I would love you to send me the links to those
I will.
Resources, because I'm going to include those in the show notes, because I think that's brilliant and it's absolutely genius. Yeah. And actually, I do have a couple of clients who would be very interested in the stem cell one as well, because they're working with companies out of Oxford University at the moment.
Amazing.
So what has been your, see, we've already answered this one, but I'm going to repeat it because it was so good. Right. So what's been your, well, actually, no, I'm kind of leading the witness here, but what has been your best marketing tactic and why? I know these ones are the ones you started with. So maybe, potentially, you have another marketing tactic that you bring on further in. But what has been your best marketing tactic and why?
Ooh, I think actually, so over and above the PR and word of mouth, like I say, I've never advertised in any of my businesses. I think part, if you kind of step behind that, you know, part one is mindset. And to me, I've always been about service. That is where it begins and where it ends. Am I providing enough service? And so I guess following on from that, one of the most underused tactics is to actually ring up your best customers. And I interviewed them. I've got a series of 10 questions that I used to go through with them. And I used to pay attention to things like their language, what they got out of it, why they decided to join in the first place, who they would recommend and why. And then I used to roll all of that out in my marketing and my sales conversations.
Nice. No, I love it. You know, understanding your ideal customer is absolutely crucial. And it's something that we don't do enough of because they love us anyway.
Yeah.
And one of the things I actually recommend is like, yeah, get hold of your best customer and say to them, look, I just need to interview you because I'm basing a complete program on you. And I'm even going to call it after you. And they love that. But also like, hey, what's your favorite wine? Because I'm going to send you a case of it. And they're like, oh, great. Okay. Like, when do you want to have a conversation? Let's meet. Let's have lunch. Oh, yeah. When we used to be able to do that. No, I love that. That's brilliant. What is your favorite business book and why?
Okay, so my favorite business book was actually written in 1926. Ooh. By a guy called George S. Klassen. And it's called The Richest Man in Babylon. Wow. And it basically details 7 financial principles for making and saving money. Mm-hmm. And it's a fantastic book. It's written as a sort of fable 4,000 years ago in Babylon. So it covers things like if you're in debt, live on 70% of what you make, save 10% for yourself, and use the remaining 20% to pay your debts. Mm. And I've lived by those principles. And it's also just a really wonderful read. It's sold millions of copies. Highly recommend it.
I love that. That's brilliant. I'm building a nice little list for our listeners as well of all the favourite business books. What is your morning routine, Alison?
Okay, so I do a lot of self-reflection. And what I tend to do is that at the end of every evening, I look back over my day. And like today, I've delivered, you know, 2 lots of virtual trainings, been on a number of meetings. And so I look back over that and I ask myself a few really direct questions. So what went well? What didn't go so well? What do I think I could have done better and why? And what will I do different in the future? And what that does, it informs my goals for the following day alongside some really, I think of my goals for the following day in terms of being realistic, relevant and doable. Mm-hmm. And then in the morning, what I do is I look over that list. So I do 2 minutes of deep breathing to center myself and get into the right headspace. I look over my list and I prioritize and look at where I might need support. And that stops me from feeling overwhelmed.
I love it. That's a really good routine. Again, that's different to a lot of the ones we've heard on the show. Now this one's a new question, so I do warn listeners that we've added a couple of questions in for this one. So what do you think your business, your industry, will look like in 50 years from now? Now you can be niched or you can be broader. So you can talk about entrepreneurship or you can talk about specifically, you know, learning, development, training, coaching, consulting industry. It's up to you.
So here's what I'm hoping, and this is part of my goal for relaunching my business. I really want this to be mainstream. I want to set in place an educational process which will haul us out of the dark ages with all of this, make it really clear, really simple, so that people can see what the benefits are to them of learning nonverbal communication in their relationships, and in their business, so, and really demystify it. So dispense with all the, you know, the weird language and beliefs that go around it. That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah, I think if that could happen, I would feel that I have done a good job, that I've done what I've set out to do.
Fantastic. Do you think artificial intelligence will be playing a part in some way?
Oh, 100%. I am absolutely passionate about AI. And in fact, there is an amazing podcast that I recommend. It's run by Google DeepMind, and it simplifies AI from beginning to end and covers some of the DeepMind research that Google are doing at the moment. So if you want something simple and powerful, I highly, highly recommend it.
Fantastic. And I'm going to put the link to that as well, specifically in the show notes. So that's brilliant. Thank you. Now, here you go. Here's a lovely bit for you. What is your favourite business or entrepreneurial movie and why? And if they made, so this is kind of like a 9 and 9A. And if they made a movie about you and your business, who would play the starring role?
All right. So this is a film I saw quite a long time ago. I don't think it was a major hit, but it had a really big impact on me. It's called Joy, and it's the story of Joy Mangano, who overcame an enormous amount of personal and professional challenges to go on to launch something called the Miracle Mop on QVC, and she became a multimillionaireess. So yeah, look it up, highly recommended. And then who would play me? Well, she's got the wrong hair colour, but Britt Marling. I absolutely love all of the films that she's done. She really pushes the boundaries within Hollywood, and she's got the clout to do it. So yeah, absolute kudos as far as I'm concerned to Britt Marling.
Fantastic. And lastly, what are your plans for expansion or exit? And sometimes we have that because, you know, if you're building a big business, you know, you need to have an exit strategy as well.
So my plans for expansion are, I'm actually, you know, I'm 57, Damien, so I'm being really sensible this time around. I want to make sure that I have some security for my future. So I've got two other businesses that I have already begun for me personally, and they are going to provide me with a residual income so that I've got plenty of capital, which is building on the side in order for me to launch my business in the way that I would like to. I'm looking to get maximum visibility. We've talked about that already. I'd like to take my business into corporate and pick up where I left off. So for example, you know, the last iteration of this business, I worked with Gartner, and I worked with their sales team, and one of the guys achieved 103% of his quarterly sales target in the first 2 weeks of the quarter. Wow. And all I did was teach them deep listening skills. So I'd like to pick up on that and really drive that through corporate. And I think also start to, you know, whenever I launch something, especially something like this, I tend to be very conscious of putting it into practice in my day-to-day life. So make sure that everything that I'm building into my courses is echoed on a day-to-day basis. So I've got plenty of examples and stories to build into my material.
I love it. Alison, you've been an absolute pleasure to have on the show. There's been some absolute...
Thank you, Damien.
...golden nuggets in there. And if our listeners want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
So if you go to universaljourney.co.uk, as I said, it's it needs some updating. I'm currently in the process of doing that. Or you can reach me on alisonroberts007@hotmail.com. That's my email. By all means, feel free to get in touch. I would absolutely love to have a chat with you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Alison, so much for taking
part. Thanks a lot, Damien.
Yeah, it's
been very good luck with your business.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, I love the fact that we, you know, speak to real entrepreneurs, taking a real deep dive into the lives of real entrepreneurs. And can I ask you and the listeners to share this podcast with anyone who works hard and to like us on iTunes and to comment on YouTube as we're going out on both. And make sure we hit the subscribe button as well. If you would like to take part in the show, please drop me an email at damien@rethinkingbusiness.biz and we can have a chat. So Alison, here's to your success, your future success. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and we'll speak to you soon.
Likewise, Damien. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.